Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. You didn't make this day. Nobody but our almighty living God. That's why we can rejoice, because of who he is. Glory be to God.
I feel the light is coming from the Lord. He shined his light so him and I can be on one accord. Jesus paid the price he knew that we could not afford. He gave his life, but still we rarely give him our support. He has a plan, but you know, man, we don't know how to listen. We play our hand, we think he planned, we on our own mission. It fall apart, then we blank off by our own decisions. He laid the passions through the mess, he gave us all a vision. And said we'd rather chill and live our life in total darkness. So many people gully, so they just a walking carcass. Overtaken by desire, so they still be heartless. Weak in the mind, so that's a sign they are a walking target. Selfish in the spirit, so you're doing you regardless. Don't even realize that you put your soul out on the market. Letting Satan walk all over you like you was carpet. Trust me, you're not built for hell, he cannot take the charges. I'm spitting Christ to the rhythm. I'm spitting life as I'm fighting demons in the system. I know my plight is to shine light, so pay attention. I'm taking flight through the night, plus I'm using wisdom. I'm spitting Christ, it won't stop. Bringing Christ to city blocks. People unemployed, top is block, so they sell them rocks. Keep it real, it's hard to knock. When you really know the plot, we need a Christ to style a rock, because we are a lost flock.
Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour Prayer. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Think about it. How good he's been to you. Yes, he is. This is Power Hour Prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation, and prayer could change you. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us one more day. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You woke us up this morning, and you start us on our way. Those of us still so lying in their beds, comfortable, in a warm home. Thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. Thousand tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We praise you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. If it had not been for the Lord on the outside, where would we be? We thank you right now for keeping us safe from hurt, harm, and danger, protecting us from seen and unseen danger. We thank you for your healing hand of mercy. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us from evil. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you right now, Father God, because you are God all by yourself. You haven't failed us yet. And that's why we can praise you and glorify you and magnify you. Because we depend upon you. Nobody but the almighty living God. We thank you, God, for sending your son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. And we thank you right now for accepting us into the family of the almighty living God. We are praying, Father God, because you told us to pray without ceasing. And we want to be obedient to the word of God. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. We thank you for healing our bodies. We thank you right now, Father God, for restoring limbs. We thank you for restoring eyesight. We thank you, Father God, for lifting us up so that we can glorify you and magnify you and give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You provided us, Father God, with a job, with a career. You provided us, Father God, with transportation that we stand in need of, whether it's a car, on a train, on a bus, on an airplane, on a jet, a helicopter. You made a way out of no way for us. We thank you right now, Father God, for our ability to think. We thank you for regulating our minds, because you are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. We thank you for just fixing our hearts, because someone have a deceitful heart. But you can fix that deceitful heart, and we thank you right now. We thank you because you're all-knowing. You're everywhere. You said you never leave us nor forsake us, and we thank you right now. You've been better to us than we've been to our own selves. And we thank you, glory be to God, for our families, those of us that still have loved ones in the land of the living, and those that have made that transition to heaven. As you open the heavenly gates, we'll see them again. We thank you because you've blessed us with everlasting life, eternal life in Jesus Christ. We thank you, glory be to God, for what you've done in our lives and what you're going to do. We thank you, Father God, for giving us that ability, taste, to see, to touch, to smell. We thank you for our senses right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our ability to walk a little bit this morning. We may not be able to run, but we can still walk. We thank you, Father, right now for the use and activity of all of our limbs right now. We count it not robbery for the time that we're able to pray with you, to give you the glory and the honor. We thank you, Father God, for our President of the United States of America. Touch his mind, his body, his spirit, and his soul. And his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. Touch that Biden family, Father God, right now, that they'll feel the presence of the Almighty Living God. And Father God, we pray right now that they'll cry out to you and say, Jesus, what is it that you want? Jesus, what is it I should do for you? How can I bless your people and be obedient to the Spirit of God? We pray for Vice President Kamala Harris, that you'll touch her right now in the name of Jesus, her husband, Father God. We pray that you'll touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them feel and experience the glory of the Almighty Living God upon you, our President, our Vice President. Let them call upon you before they make any decisions. Let them seek an answer from you before they make any decisions. We pray for the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, that you'll touch her mind. Let her be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the word of God. Touch her spouse, Father God. Touch her spouse. Deliver him from alcoholism right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for our congressmen, senators, that you'll touch them and the many committees in Congress. Touch each and every individual, Father God, right now. Let anointing fall, Father God, in the White House, in Congress. The anointing of the Almighty Living God. They will want to please you first and do what thus says the Lord. We pray for every senator. Glory, hallelujah. Congressman, we're praying for them, Father God, that they'll do what's pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. Praying for every committee in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. The House of Representatives, Ways and Means Committee. We're praying that they will make decisions that will do what God has ordained for them to do. In the name of Jesus, we're going to depend upon you right now on this day. We're praying, glory be to God, hallelujah, for the Pope, the Cardinal, the Kings and the Queens, the families, Father God, that are in leadership positions. We pray, Father, for their loved ones. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We pray for every mayor, every governor of every state, council persons, delegates, those that are running for office. We are praying, Father God, that they will do what thus says the Lord. We thank you right now for touching their minds, their bodies, and their souls before they even get in those positions, that they will yield to you and surrender to you and the word of God. We pray right now for our cities in the name of Jesus, our neighborhoods, that you'll clean them up and let the glory of God fall upon them right now in the name of Jesus. That we have clean living quarters. We are praying, Father God. President of city councils, we are praying for you. Yes, we are praying for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know who they are, and you know what they should be doing. We are praying, Father God, that you'll touch their minds in the name of Jesus. Every committee in every city, in every state. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying for our state's attorney and those in other states that they will yield to you. They will do what thus says the Lord. My God, my God, my God. We are seeing something new take place. You said if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek your face, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we are the land. And this land needs a healing right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Pray for every prayer warrior, every intercessory prayer warrior. We're praying that they will continue to pray without ceasing. You said, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and doors shall be opened. God's people, we're the head and not the tail. We're the lenders and not the borrowers. We want to do what thus says the Lord. Wake us up and shake us up, men and women of God. Thank you, Jesus. Touch them right now, all of those under the sound of my voice. Speak, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Speak to them right now. Let them know that God is in charge. God is in charge. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And we take you at your word that we could cry out, Abba, Father. I need you right now. I need you every minute, every second, every hour, every day. Touch minds right now in the name of Jesus. They'll be focused on you. And what is it that you have me to do? In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled today. No matter what you're going through. No matter what the doctor say. No matter what the surgeon say. My God, my God, my God. We need a touch from you today. A mighty touch with the hand of God upon our family members, our loved ones. We need a touch from you, Father. We need to hear from you. Speak, Lord, to your people. Speak to your people. Then let them be obedient to the word of God. We thank you for coming into our bodies this morning, our spirits and our souls, healing us, Father God, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Touch Mother Annie Green right now in the name of Jesus. Send forth a healing upon her body right now. Let her cry out to you and surrender to you. Let her know, Father God, that you are a healer in the name of Jesus. Touch Mother Mary Robinson. Thanks be to God. Be with her. Guide her. Lead her. And Father God, just be attentive to her needs. Touch Mother Nita. And those, Father God, that are taking care of their loved ones, send down a blessing. Send down a help that they need. Send the support that they need as they're in their homes. Let not their heart be troubled. We thank you, Father God, right now for sending the support to those We're praying for those individuals, glory be to God, that stand in need of a healing right now. We come against cancer. We pray, Father God, that you'll touch mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let them know that you are a healer. You're a deliverer. Thank you, Jesus. Touch right now. Total body healing. Restore the eyesight. Restore limbs. We have seen you done it before, Father God. And we know that you could do it again. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Touch our minds, that we have a mind on thee. Not on the problem or the situation, but we'll focus on you and what you can do and what you've already done in our lives. You have no respect for a person. Whatever you've done for one, you do for the other. And we thank you because you love us all. We thank you for your love. You suffered, died, and bled on a cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. We thank you for the agape love, unconditional love. And who wouldn't serve a God like that? We thank you. You sent your only begotten son. Thank you, Jesus. We want to praise you this morning, glorify you, and magnify you for what you've already done. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We come against drug addiction, alcoholism. Touch that body right now in the name of Jesus, that they will not go back, but they will continue to move forward. Spirit of homosexuality, it's not of you. It's not of you. You created Adam and Eve. Glory be to God. And we want to live according to your will. Touched the previous president, Barack Obama. Let him reverse that. Let him reverse it. Let him know that he was wrong when he made the decision to have same-sex marriage. Touch his mind and trouble his mind and his spirit, that he'll ask you, that he'll cry out to you and say, forgive me, Lord. That's not according to your word. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit right now that's trying to trick our children, thinking it's all right. No, it's not all right, my loved ones. Don't get mad with me. You got to talk to Jesus about that. It's not all right. In the name of Jesus, boldness, men and women of God. He said in the latter days, you will do greater things. Hallelujah. And get that in your spirit. You shall do greater things, he said in the book of John. And God is not a God that will lie. You will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. You will give sight to the blind. You will touch individuals that have not been able to walk, and they will be restored. Thanks be to God. We believe you, Father. We trust you right now that you could do anything but fail. You haven't failed this yet. We are praying for those that have been affected by the fires and the floods in other countries, that you'll make a way out of no way. Provide them with a place to stay, food to eat, clothes to put on their back, medication that they may need. Bless them right now, Father God. Send forth a blessing. Restore all that they've lost. You did it for Job, and we know that you could do it again in this day and this time if we just trust you and believe in you. Thank you, Father God, for holding back that dear one that was trying to commit suicide. Not on our watch will you commit suicide. Put down those razors and stop cutting your wrists. Put down those knives in the name of Jesus. Put down those pills you're trying to take an overdose in the name of Jesus. Not on our watch. God has a plan for your life, and it will come into fruition. Today is your new day. Today is a new day for you. Yes, you can start all over again on this day. Don't go back. Go forward, my sisters and my brothers. Don't look back. Go forward and walk into your blessings. Walk into your deliverance. Walk into your healing. Don't worry about what people are saying about you. Get Jesus. That is not true. Thank you, God, that what they're saying about me is not true. Thank you, God. And you ought to praise him for that. You're a man or woman of God. You ought to walk that straight and narrow path. You ought to do what thus says the Lord. Not about you having your way. It's about God's ways. God's ways are higher than our ways. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Thank you, Jesus, for touching our children, protecting them from seen and unseen danger. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against those principalities in high places. And we know, Father God, you could do what others can't do. You could destroy those wicked thoughts, those wicked ways, those wicked actions of others. Destroy them right now. Come against those weapons, illegal guns being planted in our community. Remove them from the hands of the evil one. And do not allow them to continuously bring drugs, illegal guns, illegal alcohol, illegal pornography. Watching that pornography. My God, my God, my God. In the name of Jesus. Set your mind on Jesus Christ. He will keep you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Even when you feel like you're all alone, you're not. God is with you right now. Yes, he is. You're never alone. He dispatched a band of angels all around you. Call on Raphael. Call him on him. Call on Archangel St. Michael. Call on Jesus. My God, you're never alone. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you. No matter where you are, he's with you. Don't go by your feelings. You're never alone. God is always with you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You can cry out, Abba, Father. He will hear you. He will answer you. Yes, he will. Thank you, Jesus. He's an on-time God. Thank you, God, for blessing someone on their job with their promotion. Thank you, Father God, for blessing that individual with what they stand in need of. Thank you for our churches, our temples, our mosques. We thank you for our bodies of Christ. We thank you for the people, because we are the church that are praying and seeking you. Someone need an answer this morning. And Father God, we pray that you answer that prayer in your way. Let your will be done. Not thy will, but let the will of the Almighty Living God be done. He knows exactly what you need, when you need it, how much you need. He knows what you need. Thank you, God. He knows about you yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He knows all about you, every cry. Just have a little talk with Jesus, and he will make it right. No matter what you're going through, we get you rid of that state of depression. You're not depressed. My God, my God, my God. We come against that spirit of depression right now. Remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you could do it. Remove that stress factor from their life. Glory be to God. Regulate that mind right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, regulate that mind. You're not confused. Call on Jesus. He will lead you and direct you every second, every minute, every hour. Be still and know that I am God. Thank you, Jesus. He's saying, be still and know that I am God. He'll help you make the right decision. In fact, he's already made the decision. All you got to do is be obedient to his spirit right now and accept the decision that he has made. Yes, he speaks to men and women of God, not just to the Pope, not just to the Cardinal, not just to the Archbishop or the Apostle. He's speaking to you, my dear ones, and he's saying, do the right thing. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. He said, pray without ceasing. After you pray, you sit and be still and know that I am God. God is making a way out of no way. Not your paycheck, not your degree, not your good looks, not your jewelry, not where you live. God is making a way out of no way for you right now. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And you got to trust him and believe him. Don't doubt him. In every situation, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord. He's making a way out of no way for you. Yes, he is. He's feeding you spiritually and physically. He's blessing you financially. Yes, he is. Trust God. Elder Ann, Elder Don, trust God. Mercedes, trust God. LaShawn, trust God. Shanita Kelly, trust God. Ryel Kelly, trust God. Zariel Kelly, trust God. Diamond, trust God. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Bellamy, Ruth Bellamy, trust God. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, trust God. Trust God, Rosie Traham. Trust God. Yield to him, Desmond Stewart. Ricky Hightower, yield to God. You can fool everyone else, but you can't fool God. Yield to him, Pastor Tammy Caesar. Yes, God is making a way for that next album. Yes, he is. He's producing it right now. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for that new home that will be a blessing to someone and not a burden. We thank you for that new car that's going to be a blessing to that individual and not a burden. We thank you, Father, right now for keeping us in our right minds. We pray for those that are out on the streets. They're not homeless. We pray for those that are out on the streets with the tents. Lift them up. Lift them up. Let them cry out to you. Regulate their minds. Deliver them from drug addiction and alcoholism. Deliver them, Father God. Touch their minds right now. Give them a mind stayed on thee. Give them a mind to trust you. Give them a mind to want to come in out of the cold and want to work, want to be employed, to be saved. My God, my God, my God, they need a touch from you. Touch every individual out on the streets and the shelters. Touch them and save their souls in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. That they'll no longer want to live that life. My God, my God. Touch them right now, Father God. Someone is going to and fro. Touch them in the name of Jesus. Let them know there is a better life. There is a better way. That God will make things right in their life. If they just call upon you. Deliver them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Deliver them from evil. My God, my God, my God. Touch Christina Flowers. Let her know it's not the mayor that's causing that situation. Touch her right now. And others that are blaming the mayor and the governor on all the problems and situations that are taking place in this world. Let them know they need to call upon Jesus. My God, my God, my God, and pray for our public officials. My God, thank you, Jesus, for restoring someone with everything they've lost. We pray for those in Venezuela, those in New Mexico and Mexico trying to get across that border. Father God, we pray that you touch the leadership in those countries, that they will cry out to you, that you will provide them with what they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, an individual will not have to run again. My God, touch them right now. Those that are guarding the borders, touch them, strengthen them, and guide them. Every military individual that volunteered to go into the forces, Army, Navy, Marines, Honor Guards, touch them right now. Air Force, we pray for you and your families. As you go out into the wild, to save our earth through the help of the Almighty Living God. Touch their families that are back home. Husbands, touch them right now. Wives, touch them right now. Bless the children if they stand in need of. And we thank you, military veterans. We thank you right now for those that were out in the battlefield fighting to keep our nation safe. We thank you for them, that you restore all of them that have lost limbs, their eyesight, suffering from severe health conditions. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida. Jill Green in Miami, Florida. My God, my God, my God. Touch those that are traveling near and far. Protect them right now from the coronavirus. We dismiss that from our lives, from our families, our loved ones, our children. Monkeypox, we didn't dismiss those spirits right now. Even illnesses that are coming upon us that the doctors don't know what to call it. Send them back to the pits of hell. They will not continue to come into our families, our communities. They will not touch our lives with those diseases right now. We come against heart condition, that heart right now. Let the blood circulate, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And we thank you right now for touching Mother Nita. Touch her body, her mind, her spirit, and her soul. Let her know that God is still a good God. Those in the hospitals, online on their sick beds, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Those in the nursing homes, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. All the vineyard that are blessing your people, let them hold on to your unchanging hand as they go about their daily tasks, as they go on their daily jobs, on their careers. Be with them, Father. Let them make the right decisions before they seal those papers, before they put a seal on that contract. My God, my God, my God, we want you to sign it first. Let your signature be there first on that contract. Let that seal be there on that decision that's made by the judge, the attorneys. Let them be real in the name of Jesus. Let them cry out to you before they make a decision. We're praying for our police officers, Father God, that they will do the right thing by the people of God and those in the world. Touch every police officer right now. Touch Officer Neil. He's standing in need of you right now. His family. Glory be to God. Touch every sergeant, every detective, commissioners, the captains, the lieutenants, the majors, in that police department, in all of our cities. Touch them right now. Every officer, that they will pray before they leave their homes. They'll seek you before they go on duty. And that they will cry out to you and surrender to you, that they'll do right by your people. And your people will do right by you, God. In Jesus' name, that they'll do right by you in Jesus' name. They'll do right by you in Jesus' name. That they'll do what thus says the Lord. We're praying without ceasing. We're seeking you for an answer on that test today. That that child, that son, that daughter has to take in school. Let them study, first of all, to show themselves approved. Then let them cry out to you for the answer. Let them do the right thing, that they will not cheat on that test. Let them do the right thing, that they'll seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Things will not make you happy. Things will not keep you. Only the word of God. My God, my God, my God. A bigger home will not bless you. A bigger car will not keep you. But God will. The word of God will. And you couldn't have blessed the holy God Yes, God is holy, and ye are holy. You're worshiping the holy God. You're worshiping a God that will not fail you. You're worshiping a God that will keep you and guide you and lead you and direct you. You're worshiping a God that you can trust. You're worshiping a God that will be there with you at all times. You're worshiping a God that can heal you. You're worshiping a God that's God all by himself. You're worshiping a God that could do anything but fail. Touch that individual right now. Go into their homes and let them feel the presence of the Almighty Living God. Bless them with your favor in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of jealousy, envy, Jezebel spirit. We come against you right now. God is bigger than any spirit, any task, any evil. We come against it. God is good in every situation. He will make it right. We thank you right now, Father God, for someone's been crying all night long, shedding tears, not able to sleep. Touch them right now. Glory be to God. Let them know you're a friend. You're a mother. When mother and father forsake you, then God will lift you up. Let them know that you're with them, Father God, no matter what the situation is, no matter how difficult it may seem. Let them know that you're still with them, Father God, and you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Touch someone's wayward son, wayward daughter. Father God, you said in your word, if you train up a child in the way he's go, when he's older, he or she will not depart from it. And we take you at your word. Someone don't want to go to work today, but touch them, comfort them, be with them every step of the way. Send down your Holy Spirit upon them right now. Comfort that individual right now. Let them know that you're in charge. Be with them. Bless them with that peace, abundant peace, that you said that you would give us in Psalm 37. Bless us right now with the peace that surpasses all understanding. Touch that mind and let them know that God knows all about their situations. Let them know that you're with them, Father God. Walk with them. Talk with them. Thank you, God. Comfort them right now. That child that don't want to go to school, Father God, touch his or her mind. Thank you, God. Parents, pray for the children before they leave the home. Thank you, God. Bless your children. Bless your children. Bless your children. Bless your children before they leave the home. My God, then bless the teachers, the principal. Bless your boss on the job. My God, my God, my God. Not with money, not with a gift. Bless them with your prayers. Bless them with your presence. Say, God bless you. Everything is going to be all right. Someone want to give up, but God is saying, no, not yet. I have something in store for you, and it's coming straight from heaven. Bless them with your favor right now on this day as they go into the courtroom, as they go on their jobs, as they ride on the school bus, in their cars. Protect them as they walk down the streets. In the name of Jesus, in the shopping centers, in the malls, in the movies, in the grocery store. We need you, Father God. We need you to be with us every hour. Keep us safe. Keep us safe. Make that transaction a smooth transaction. Thank you, God. It's already done. Signed, sealed, and delivered to you by the Almighty Living God. And you ought to praise him and glorify him and magnify him. Thank you, Jesus. We count it as being done. In Jesus' name, it's a done deal. In Jesus' name, he's shaking your hand. Put your hand out. He's shaking your hand right now, letting you know it's a done deal. Shake his hand. Put your right hand out and say, Jesus, I thank you for setting things in order. Jesus, I thank you for signing that contract. Jesus, I thank you for blessing me with more than enough. Jesus, I thank you for your healing, mercy. I thank you for your abundant peace. I thank you for regulating that mind of mine. I thank you for fixing my heart. I thank you for coming into my family. I thank you for coming on my job. I thank you, Father God, for riding with me down the highways and the byways. I thank you, Father God, right now. It is signed, sealed, and delivered in the name of Jesus. It shall be done. I decree and declare a blessing to fall down upon you and your family and your household. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Put your right hand out, the hand of the Almighty Living God. Signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm yours, Jesus Christ. I'm yours. I don't belong to man. I belong to you. Thank you, God. Pray for those. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray for those that come up against you. And then you move forward in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah. I have a poem I'm going to read to you this morning. First of all, includes being positive about one another, especially with what you say. Positive words, positive encouragement. Wouldn't this old world be better if folks we meet would say, I know something good about you, and then treat us that way? Wouldn't this world be a better place? Wouldn't it be fine and dandy if each handicap or each time you touch his hand is warm and is true? Carried with it this assurance, I have something good for you. Wouldn't life be more happy if the good that's in us we'll use? Were you the only thing you think about? That folks recall about you. Wouldn't it be nice to practice that fine way of thinking too? You know something good about me. I know something good about you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wouldn't this old world be better if folks we meet would say, I know something good about you, and then trust us that way? The Almighty Living God knows something good about you. And he's trusting you to do what thus says the Lord. That word, I know something good about you. Thank you, God. Positive thinking. The word of God. The word of God. I know something good about you. Thank you, God. God is good. If the truth were told, every one of us know something negative about somebody else. We choose then whether to concentrate on the negative or the positive. Friends are those who choose to respond to the best in one another. Thank you, Jesus. I know something good about you. God wants to bless you this morning. Be blessed. Be encouraged. Tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer. I found the answer. I learned how to pray about you. God bless.